Right, it is 5 o'clock on March 3rd, 2020, and I will call to order Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors Business Meeting. I'll call the roll. Cameron Bogus.
Here.
Tom Donahue.
Here.
Sean Carlton.
Here.
Ann Price.
Here.
For the record, all directors are present. Item 3, approval of the meeting minutes of February 4th, 2020. Any corrections or comments?
I did have one. Under generator maintenance agreement, at the end, I asked if this was budgeted in this current fiscal budget, and it was answered it was. I also asked the same question about the previous item on the agenda, which was...
water main replacement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's... Your question is in there for that.
But it wasn't in the next one.
So you would like to have a comment added that Director Donahue asked if the generator maintenance agreement, generator maintenance item had been budgeted in the current fiscal budget?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll make those changes.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Anything else?
And you did address this change that we made, that spelling.
We have a correction of the spelling of Kevin's last name. It has been done. Shukla.
I move that we approve the minutes for February 4th, 2020.
That's corrected?
That's corrected, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be abstaining because I wasn't here. I can second the motion, though, can't I?
I don't know.
No. Okay. I'll second
it. All right. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the meeting minutes for February 4th, 2020 as corrected. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
One abstention.
One abstention. No nays. Thank you. Item 4, financial report, 4A. Accounts payable for February 4th, February 15th, and February 29th of 2020. Any questions on the payables?
The payment to...
To the page number 4?
Not yet.
Okay.
I had a couple here. One entry on 214 and another on 228. For special district insurance, one was for two entries for $27,000 on the 14th, and once again on the 28th, there were two payments. One was for $7,200, and the other was about $5,200. What insurances did those two cover?
The large ones for both water and sanitation would be for the property and liability insurance, which covers a broad range of property liabilities and vehicle insurance and that type of thing.
What was the one on the 28th? There were two payments there, $7,215.92
and $5,198.61.
That was medical insurance.
Medical?
One to
water and one to sewer. So.
Yeah, it was close. We also had a, on also the 28th, the check went out there, Owens Pump and Equipment. Was that for the lift station pump maintenance?
Yes, that was for the two new lift station pumps that were purchased.
Okay. And one last item, HD Fowler & Company on the 28th for $141. Who's that?
Step system panel.
Pardon me?
A step system panel that had to be replaced, electrical panel and stuff.
Ah, okay. All the questions I have.
Thank you.
On February 4th, the big payment to McClure and Sons. So does that mean we've kind of rectified everything and everything has settled out? And
if you look a little further over where it says 2020 on the very
side,
and that means that we had to void that check because that was the incorrect amount.
Okay.
We will be writing them another check shortly when rural development approves it.
Okay.
And yes, that would be the, that's the with the money we withheld from paying them in order to make sure that we figured out everything, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Good question, huh?
Yeah.
And good answer.
Yeah, because I asked her.
You'd ask the same question, yes.
All right, do we have a motion to approve the payables if there are no more questions?
I make a motion to approve the payables.
You need to list out the dates if you would.
It was 2/4, 2/15, and 2/29 of 2020.
Thank you.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the accounts payable for February 4th, February 15th, and February 29th of 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 4B, questions with regards to the fiscal year report. Any questions or comments?
I'm not going to be able to attend a couple of the meetings, but I told Michelle about it. I'll be out of town on the 5th of May.
Any questions? Tom, did you have any questions on the fiscal report?
No.
All right. Moving on, item 5, manager's report.
I've got a question. Were you able to see any of the progress of the for our financial report and any of that? That would be in on the fence, but maybe to jump the gun on that question.
Are you asking a question about the audit?
Yes.
Okay, can we hold that until later?
All right. Perfect.
Thank you. All right, manager's report, Kirk.
Okay. There is a typo on the manager's report. We indicated that 114 rags had been removed, but it was a typo. It was 11 rags.
I thought that was a big jump.
It's like, wow. What, all of a sudden, boom?
It's 14.
So it's 14?
No, 11. It's 11.
11.
Oh.
Yeah. And that did equate to 6.5 man hours.
Is that still in the local area, the same area that we've been kind of noticing where they're coming down?
They're everywhere.
There, yeah.
It just depends on the time of year, actually. Summertime's worse, wintertime's not so bad.
Do you think it helped to send out a flyer or something to kind of inform people of how much that's...
We've done it.
Yeah, but just additional...
Oh, yeah, and we're happy to do it again. It's a continuous thing nationwide. Disposable wipes.
Are there still a bunch coming out of the Ella lift station?
It's not. It's Madrona. Madrona's the worst by far. I don't know why that one is, but it is. It's in the summertime. It's every time we check it. You're right. I mean, you can pretty much count. I mean, it's maybe not every time, but it's 99% of the time.
Can you tell me what areas feed that lift station? Is it all of Short Pine or?
Short Pine, Ocean, or excuse me, Short Pine, Shore, Pine, Alder. So just,
does Dory Point come across too?
No.
Okay.
Gravity,
so then maybe since whoever's got the majority of the rentals in Short Pine might be our biggest education option. It'd be nice to get that.
Well, disposable wipes are not disposable.
No, they aren't.
How about maybe contacting the rental companies and having them, because they've got a flyer with their books that, you know, when you come in.
It's just the way it is.
So, Cameron, your comment is that you'd like staff to take a look at that and maybe see if we can't find a way to educate or find some alternatives.
Sure, for vacation rentals, yeah, because maybe
I'd be happy.
So we'll
put something together, and then we'll come up with a strategy to get it in the right places so that it can do as much as we can hope for it to do. It's worth reminding the public periodically that can happen. That they're not necessarily flushable, even if it says it.
I'd almost even want to contact a news station saying, you know, this thing about disposable wipes in rural areas.
Ben did it here about 2 months ago. I just accidentally seen it. And it was same thing. It's just an ongoing battle. And it isn't just disposables, it's everything. We've had bras, panties, hand towels,
animals.
So, I mean,
what?
Yeah, I can see the occasional goldfish.
Some of the things that we find.
It all falls under the topic of rags.
Yes.
Thank you.
Kind of like a play toy up the nose or something.
I'll report on that at the next meeting. We could have the same discussion next month.
Yes, we could.
Ongoing problem.
It is. Okay, other than that, I wanted to report that I did have a chance to review the entire sewer connection ordinance / policy. It does merit some changes, I think, in regards to sewer connection requirements. But I'd like to go beyond that and perhaps update it. It's a 1981 ordinance that could use some updating. And so if we're going to go to the trouble to modify it or amend it, then I'd like to make some additional inclusions as well as perhaps some other changes to it. So I anticipate it may take several months for me to complete something like that, but I'll make it a reasonable priority.
So is this also going to include the building, the new structures as far as people turning in their shops into apartments and things like that?
Or
that's
a little different. I don't know that it would go quite that far, but I would like to cover more than what's there. So.
Well, and if need be, if the board needs to be further educated about the whole topic, maybe a workshop might be appropriate, depending on where you come out of that.
When I get to the point that I have a draft developed, I would like for the board to review and comment on that particularly, as well as get a complete legal review of the entire ordinance, if that makes sense.
Thank you. It makes sense to me.
I included on the manager's report a magnesium hydroxide feed system trial. We have an opportunity to try a new chemical. It's sort of the same chemical that we've been feeding here at the wastewater treatment plant to increase pH. But we've had some serious challenges as far as the product that we're using is a dry powder that we have to mix and make into a solution. It settles out on the chemical feed pump feed lines, and it's an ongoing maintenance challenge for us. We can purchase it in a dissolved state, a liquid state, magnesium hydroxide. And the supplier's convinced that we can save money as well as time and effort in using that. So he's offered to set up some temporary equipment here at the facility, a storage tank with a mixer on it. They'll deliver the product. We'll still purchase the product as we would the powder, but then we'll be able to feed it in the liquid form.
So this
there's still
like,
challenges.
So this would be like injecting it into the system and it wouldn't have to be like...
It's going to be the same delivery, just a different product.
It's a different... We won't be making it from scratch. It's sort of like cake mix that we're adding to water. Now we'll just purchase it already blended. And it's supposed to stay in solution longer than what we're experiencing with the powdered product, the magnesium oxide. So contractor schedule will start setting this equipment up tomorrow. And so we hope to be feeding it by weekend if all goes perfectly, which on those things, I'm not sure. It could be as late as next week before we start trying it out. But from a plant process standpoint, it won't change the way that we're treating the wastewater. If anything, it will improve our performance, though.
Yeah,
good. Let's see. Oh, and I also wanted to point out that same product's currently in use at Lincoln City and also at a place called Port of Sunnyside. So we have some experienced wastewater treatment plants that can recommend this product as well.
Good.
Other than that, I think everything else on here is self-explanatory. I did want to make a few comments regarding our master plan. We've got, at the time I didn't have an update, but I did get an email today from Parametrics, and they want to meet with us on the 20th, or the 19th or the 20th of this month, so that we can kick off our master planning process for 2020. So that's starting to move now. And then also I wanted to say just a few words about the coronavirus and how it affects water and wastewater utilities. Fortunately, because coronaviruses are susceptible to disinfection, it makes it a non-waterborne disease. So it's not something that can be spread amongst water systems. It's transmitted from person to person rather than through drinking water. So the good news is a disinfection, the type of disinfections we use, most systems use, would eliminate it from being a threat to the systems.
Is there a possibility of people like over cleaning and screwing up our sewer? I mean, as far as the pH coming through?
I don't think that would be the case at all.
It would have to be a lot.
It would
industrial.
But you're right. The chlorine can be harmful to the bacteria. But I think we're more concerned from a pandemic. If this ever becomes a pandemic, which it currently is not, unless something changed today, if it were to become a pandemic, then employees, we have to have a plan in place that would prevent employees from showing up to work if they weren't feeling well, if they had any symptoms at all. So we have to plan around having working with skeleton crews and things like that. We're not at that point yet, but if we do get to that point, then we'll be prepared to operate from remote facilities and from just in a more controlled environment than we normally would. So I just wanted to share with the board, primarily that this isn't something that can be spread through the water system.
Right.
And it is something that we'll be able to monitor in our drinking water. But our systems are designed to kill viruses and bacteria. And then I guess that's all I have for the manager's report, unless there's any questions.
Right. Where are we as far as the Bruton Road project?
That comes under unfinished business, so we're just about there.
Yep, I'll give a report on that shortly.
Item 6A, wastewater treatment improvement, disc filter installation started.
Okay, it has started, not a lot. It started to the point where the contractor, McClure & Sons Construction, has set up their construction trailers. And they're prepared to come out here, I think, if not next week, the following week. Have you heard anything lately?
I haven't heard anything, but we are getting deliveries for them, so it's rolling.
So that project will start soon, but there is some delays in regards to getting the disc filters manufactured, and I don't anticipate that to be completed till, I think it was the end of May. And so it's going to push the project out a little bit, but
will any possibility of interruption in manufacturing be contributing to that, or are all our parts coming fairly locally?
I'm not sure where it's manufactured. That's a good point.
Do we have any potential of an interruption of manufacturing that would delay those discs from getting here, or are we far enough along the process that ours is already in?
I think the word I got was, It was
what?
I got a note that was left for me from May.
Okay.
Let me check.
Okay, thank you.
It was a slow time frame that we were expecting to receive it anyway. But it has started, so it's in the queue.
Good. It's always good to
know. So your concern was about fabrication mm-hmm. of the materials mm-hmm. and possibly elements of that coming from overseas.
Yeah, coming from overseas.
Yeah, I thought that was perhaps what your concern was, and we haven't heard anything. That possibility obviously can be there, but...
Was that about the disc filters, is what your question
yes.
was?
Yes.
Disc filters due middle of June.
Okay.
So,
Are they coming from within the states, or are they coming from overseas, do you know?
I can't answer that. Okay. I do not know that. I believe it's overseas, but I don't quote me on that.
I will look into that.
Okay.
So how far will that push us out for completing everything and completion of overall all our monies?
I suspect that that's going to push us to like a late summer, early fall completion.
And we need to be done by?
December 31st.
The end of the year. When we say we need to be done, that includes everything with regards to the project financially. It doesn't just include having it here on site and working on it.
Right.
So those time frames are defined differently at different points in time.
Mm-hmm. The good news, too, is it's not something that we're going to have any learning curve as far as operations goes. We have two existing disc filters. This will just add a third.
All right.
I apologize. Oh, did you want to read the item? Sure.
Item 6B, Bruton Road Water Main Replacement Project.
Okay. That project is moving forward. We just last week received our utility permit that was approved from the Tillamook County, and they reviewed the project and approved what we're doing. In the manner that we're doing it. Bullseye directional boring is scheduled. Have you heard anything lately? What's your latest?
Okay.
Oh,
I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
You got another note.
But last I heard it was supposed to be done in March.
Yes.
So we'll find out when in March, I hope it will be. But, traffic control will be set up by the same company that provided our staff training in traffic safety.
A-Angels?
Yes, A-Angels.
I'll keep it this time.
Oh, okay.
George from Bullseye supposed to be finishing up their job just prior to the 17th, I think the week of the 14th of March, and then they hope him to be here the week of the 17th. Start. Don't know if they'll start pouring that week or exactly what's going to happen, but they'll be here to, I think, locate lines and call in for locates. Good stuff.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Obviously, that will be a visible project.
Yes.
Given the location.
We'll be able to follow its progress.
Yeah. And if anyone has any concerns, you let me know, and I'll follow up on them. But we will be out of the road somewhat. I mean, the boring is right in the shoulder of the road, so at least we're not working directly in the center of it.
Yeah. Okay. Item 7 or 8?
8.
It says 8. We'll call it 8.
Yeah. We'll call it 8.
We'll call it 8.
Okay.
New business, biosolids management plan update.
Okay. This was an informational item only. I just wanted the board to know that staff has worked hard to prepare an environmental biosolids management plan that was requested by Department of Environmental Quality. What was nice is we were able to submit that report to them in a timely manner this month, and they're moving forward on preparing our permit, which a portion of our discharge permit is based on that biosolids plan that we were able to submit. So preliminarily, they've provided us some feedback, we've made some corrections, and I don't expect many changes. It seemed to be well received.
Good. Any questions? All right. Item 8.2, change authority signatures for TLC crediting.
Okay. I'll start us off, I guess. Staff discovered that the signatories that were listed under the TLC credit union account, in which we only have $10 in savings, but we have a loan through them that's making this an important account for us to have the proper signatories on. So as it turned out, Director Price was the only remaining signatory on the list, so she had her work cut out for her this week, but she was able to go up to Tillamook and come back with a form that I believe will suit all of our needs. Okay. Was there something you wanted to add?
No, just to clarify that it's an account that's required, that the reason we have such a small balance is that it's an account that's required so that you're considered a member of TLC. And you can't get the loan, which we got years ago, unless you're a member of the credit union. So that's why the account exists. That's why the balance is so small and it just sits there. But we still, as Kirk and the staff acknowledged, it's a housekeeping detail. We just need to clean up. So
we'll take care of it.
So I will make a motion that we remove Tony Owen, Doug Kello, and Sean Lambert as authorized signers and replace them with Kirk Medina and Carolyn McVicker.
I second that motion.
It has been moved and seconded to remove Tony Owen, Doug Kello, and Sean Lambert from the TLC credit union account and replace as authorized signers with Kirk Medina and Carolyn McVicker. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, item 8.3, cybersecurity training.
I'll get us started again on that. Following up on the discussion that we had at the last board meeting, staff investigated some of our training options, and one of the most readily available was through the Special District Association of Oregon. They provided a course. They actually had three courses, I think, that were available. The one that we decided that we would try first was Cybersecurity Overview, in which Rochelle was able to complete. Did you complete your training today? And she got 100% score.
Well, there's a test.
So she going to get Tillamook, huh?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, is that the test?
That would be a hard test, I would
think.
That would
be the hard test.
Advanced level.
The training has been sent to every staff member, and they will be completing it, and tomorrow we will be sending it out to the board so you guys can check it out too.
Thank you.
Great. And it's something we just do on our own time and then report our results.
It gives you a 28-day window.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
Right.
And congratulations.
Yes.
It's not hard.
All right. Item 9, guest questions and comments. Yes, Robin.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you the acoustics are actually better being back here than actually being in front, which really shocks me. But anyway, I want to take the time to thank the board for making a very wise choice when they selected Kirk as our new manager. We've already seen many positive changes, which I've shared with him. We believe the community will appreciate having a manager that's a positive communicator, an attentive listener, and who is open and honest. Someone who responds to questions and concerns with clear answers. We are especially happy to have someone who believes in collaboration, so thank you, and knows how to give positive feedback by valuing our input. So this is really a wonderful change and to move forward. So thank you to the board and to the advisors for picking a wonderful person. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Dill.
I think our next newsletter won't come out for another couple months. I think what we will try to explore in it so far is extend maybe some of the possibilities of looking at the growth function. And then also we want to look at ourselves as a legal special district. and kind of what's involved in that description. And so anyway, those will probably be our next two topics. Kurt has volunteered to pre-read our newsletter and offer suggestions as he can. So this again is a very positive thing. And one of the things I would like to also comment on is we had a meeting, I think it was last week, where we came in and looked at some of your ordinance documents, and when I showed up at the meeting at 9 o'clock, that table right there was laid out with all the documents that you had. They were all open to the first page. It was a very, very well set up meeting, and we found pretty much everything that we needed within a couple hours, and it just ended very, very well. And so, you know, again, kudos. I think it was very businesslike, and very transparent. So awesome.
Great.
Mike, I had a question for you. You made a comment about the newsletter, I think, that you were trying to be a special district. Did you mean a nonprofit?
No. You are a special district.
Yes, we are.
You are a special district. We're looking at all the rules that surround that, like how you guys were instantiated, where you're instantiated to, and pretty much all the kind of the fashions, because I went on a journey one time. It was about a couple months ago. I was doing it for the library too. I was finding bylaws and rules of incorporation. I couldn't find you in this with the Secretary of State. I couldn't find I couldn't find you with the Department of Justice. Their PCJWSA was really just is nowhere, and so that really just kind of perked my interest, and so I started looking through municipal organizations, and so there's an area in Salem that you can kind of check down that you weren't in there, and then we kind of came back to this special district classification. And so anyway, we're gonna kind of sleuth it a little bit more and try to ferret out what the legal descriptions are and where you guys are registered at, and how, just basically how the hierarchy works.
I know when I ran for this office, I had they made a PCJWSA affiliation for my candidacy in the Secretary of State's election office. So I don't know if that carries on through.
Yeah, and they could. I had, because originally I was saying your starting date was 79, and so that's not really the case. You know, you were instantiated as PCJWSA at a later date, and so that's when all the documentation changed, and so you guys were supposed to pull stuff forward like as you went forward, and so. You know, your rules are fairly specific, and so I just kind of track in the rules.
So where are we going with this, Mike?
Like I said, we got a couple more newsletters I think we're going to do. You know, basically, I just kind of want to, figure things out. You know, basically, I'm just sleuthing. You know, I
probably talk to the special SDAO, special districts office, or I don't know if you can do that.
Special districts are formed under Oregon Revised Statutes.
So
there are
Oregon
Revised Statutes.
Yeah, and
specific to special districts. So
yeah, so you guys know where you guys are registered at?
If you just look under the Oregon Revised Statutes, it has all that detail about how they're formed, and I can't remember all of it off the top of my head.
And so that's all I really am looking for is registration.
Yeah.
We
search through the Oregon Revised
Statutes.
We
look through your 1981 ordinances, and then that's transitioned to the ordinances that you use today. And so we went through a lot of documents and found some really good ones. So you guys are, I can see some of you guys a stamp on some of them. So. I think it all looks fine to me, and so
it's all been legally vetted by our lawyers, so it's there, and I understand that you want to understand how that looks and what it is, and as Ann said, that'll all be in the statutes in terms.
Well, and again, I'm just looking for where people are stamped at, you know where they're registered and where that registration is. And so anyway, we'll figure it out, you know. And like I said, it's going, and then we'll just let people know.
And so the board is aware. I've offered to work with Mike on his next newsletter by providing an article that would describe basically how we were founded, when we were founded, and what our purpose is, what the services that we provide. I feel it would be a good exercise for me to summarize all of that. Perhaps even someday use some of that language for our webpage or something like that. So it's a great opportunity for me to work with him to put this information together.
Okay, great. Cool. Thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, Larry.
This is kind of a smelly subject. How's the odor out of our sewer plant now we've done the update? The same? Worse? Better? Does anybody monitor it? Does anybody care?
I wasn't around prior to the upgrade, so I should be reluctant to say too much. But I have to say, having worked here for 2.5 months, I'm very pleased with the odors that aren't generated at this point. I just was shocked. And one of my concerns when I moved here was that odors would be a big problem. It's not uncommon for sewage treatment plants to generate odors here. This one I'm very proud of, being new here. I still have pride in how well it's working. With that said, from a technical standpoint, I have the impression that because our processes are more advanced, we have better aeration processes through the sequential batch reactors, that's bound to reduce odors. There's still some processes that can generate odors, though, and staff is more familiar with what causes that than I am, or rather staff is. But to answer your question, I think the improvement, the expansion enhancements have really improved in that area as well.
Okay. I think there's more manure smell than there is plant smell.
Yeah.
Farmer smell.
From dairy farms.
Thank you, Kurt.
You're welcome.
All right. Item 10, director comments. Cameron, you had a question regarding the audit.
Oh, no. Was Kurt, were you able to go through on any of the audit or with Michelle?
I have reviewed the audit, yeah.
So next year it'll be all...
I'll be up to speed, and I didn't see anything negative in the audit at all.
Any suggestions that you kind of maybe that might be missing, or any?
There were a couple. I also reviewed the letter to the directors, and so there were a couple of things that recommendations that were included there that I believe staff has addressed. I do need to follow up a little more to make sure that has been addressed, but. I think we'll be in good shape going into this year's audit as well. Michelle couldn't be here tonight, but Rochelle could probably answer any specific questions you might have.
Okay. And then another question. I had talked to Carolyn about it. The bank from Oregon Coast Bank as a board member. Do we need to do something as far as, I mean, it got changed on my account that that's not there, but do we need something in policy? What happened? Is that unlike, or
when doesn't show the...
Not anymore.
Yeah, mine either.
Okay.
So evidently that with Oregon Coast Bank, when a new signature card comes in, each signature signee, if they already have an account at Oregon Coast Bank, will be able to see the other accounts. And it is now part of our processes here that when we submit a signature card, we'll verify that that does not happen. Because it is not appropriate for board members to be watching the accounts online.
However, I disagree with that to a point, because the data we get as far as accounts payable, for example, it's a good tool to look at those statements and see that they're accurate.
to look at, what would you have to compare them with?
What was issued me in the packet.
I see. So you're saying verification for the board is important. It might be, but I think don't know that that outweighs the potential risk for you to hack into that account.
How am I going to do that?
Something on your computer to be vulnerable to somebody else.
Or something on your computer to be open to somebody else. For a board member to have it show up, then potentially weakens our security. PCJW state security with regarding bank accounts.
So all of the board members no longer have access to look at that account?
Those that have accounts at Oregon Coast Bank, because not every one of us have accounts there.
So is the reverse true? I mean, can Ann look at my personal bank account?
No,
it's
not
assigned
to
your account. It's
tied to
your
ID number
and the fact that you're a signer on the account.
So who made that decision?
We made that decision a long time
that
ago.
That decision was made a long time ago with, I think, legal counsel was involved in that.
Because we had access to it then.
It was
Oregon Coast Bank
practice.
Changed their practices.
And so it just got swept up in it, and we didn't want that.
Right.
So we said, hey, we don't want that.
We made that decision a year ago or so?
It's been longer than that. That branch has been there.
But the only reason it popped up is because we were new signatures.
Because you were new signers.
Accounts.
I kind of like the idea of comparing.
I
think you're welcome to come down to the office and compare it anyway.
Yeah.
You can look at statements here in the office against accounts payable.
My concern is somebody else seeing it and says, oh, you've got that kind of money.
My understanding was that when we changed signatories, that was an inadvertent change on their end.
Right.
We got it changed back, but my understanding was it's back to the way it was previously. But I'll let you guys discuss, you know, your preference.
One of the things that fascinated me was the flow of how much money flowed month to month. Lots of money.
We've been doing lots of projects. There's times when that doesn't happen quite as much.
Sean, do you have an account there or no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you see it? Or?
I haven't, in honesty, looked at it. No, I don't look to see
it. I can say this, that the general ledger sort of shows, you know, the same, it should be the same exact expenditures shown in the...
That's why we don't want it.
That's
right.
Why we have this.
But to Tom's point, it's good to, we want to make sure,
if you wanna,
God forbid, somebody was embezzling, that we'd have the ability to check that. I mean, that's a board responsibility. So.
Correct.
And we can do that. Yeah, we can do it here in the office with the same paperwork. We just don't have computer access to it.
Me personally, I don't want to.
And I think our history of our audits and the high quality that they are and the standards we adhere to is an indication of the quality of our financial.
How often do we have our audits?
Our audit is once a year, but the auditors are here.
They come in end of March, early April to do a beginning audit. So they'll audit like the first 6 months of the year. And then when they come back in August, they'll do the second 6 months plus double check everything they did before.
So a couple, two or three times a year.
Yeah. We also talk to them quite a bit over email and ask them questions, and they ask us questions.
Is that an independent company or is it?
Solid Rogers.
It's this guy.
Oh,
okay. Did you get yours?
I guess they'd be independent.
Did you get yours out?
When did that come out? Because
June 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have gotten that then just right when you joined Florida.
Okay. Those ones are actually from last year's.
Yes.
So we just got them in December.
Right.
Well, I haven't. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I didn't think Tom got his.
Oh, okay. With you being gone.
Okay. Any other comments by directors?
I've got a question as far as the cybersecurity. How much usage of the computer that we're on? I mean, of all employees and stuff. going out on sites, you go out on sites and look for
No, most stuff we look at is equipment as far as for jobs and stuff. We have a very low search
engine.
None of the staff's computers are tied into their stuff anyways. It's all
so basically minimal. Like for procuring stuff would be you.
That would, and I don't Michelle. Do purchasing myself, but Ray, our operator 3, is our primary purchaser. Leonard also purchases operating equipment and supplies. But the bulk of our bills and things comes from the administrative side of things. Engineering costs, typical utility bills that we pay for power, things like that, phone bills. That's all processed automatically, pretty much. And it goes through staff, the checks are generated, which is why we like to have the signatories, two signatures required for any payment. That's all done through that process.
So we're not going out on site or anything that's questionable as far as any type of...
We don't pay anything online. Nothing at all. If we need to purchase something online, we have a company credit card, but right. It's monitored.
Right. Okay.
So our computer...
Payroll taxes might be one thing that would...
Yes, but I pay them specifically on a government website.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're very cautious, but we'll continue to be aware. And
just takes once.
So our yes. systems are segregated in the computer system, and our financials go through software along with employee checks. And we have very strict protocol that they've developed that have been approved by our auditors in order to manage that part of things.
Okay.
Good questions.
May I have a comment?
Yes.
I'm happy to see that we've kind of running with this cybersecurity thing, and it's a great first step. It's an overview as far as future training for staff and board. I think it needs to be part of our corporate culture as a regular thing. It's just the world's just getting too complicated.
I agree.
And one other thing I want to mention. Oh. After the meeting, Michelle, would you help me set this up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, one more comment.
Yeah, just a quick comment on security and cybersecurity and stuff like that. I took a class also at Bonneville one time, and the guy who taught us mostly says like 80 to 90% of cybersecurity break-ins are due to social engineering. So that means that I would walk in and I would say, hey, I'm a federal auditor and I need to look at your financial records, and then I would need your password, and then you would give me your password, you know, and that's the way most crimes are actually implemented, is usually by somebody giving away secrets.
Good
so,
point.
Anyway, that's
thank you. All right then, it is 5:48 and we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for coming.
We may want to capture all of our members before
you
leave. Yeah.
Just let's see how
no. We need all board signatures on this form. Because this is the one. Oh, that is the entire board is authorizing these people to
okay,
sign.
Okay, I got it.
So, before you all disappear,
thank you. Yep.
You'll see your name on the form if you could just sign.
Does anybody use the TLC as far as through work here?
No, I mean, as far the as only thing that we have at TLC so is a long
oh,
time.
Wow.
Pay.
And that's no, but it isn't that available
yes.
for...
Also
for employees to
have the
TLC numbers
okay.
themselves.
Enjoy.
I'll
and
check it out at the library.
Not
sounds
good.
Thank you. I'll read this first then.
If I wanted to go open an account, I could, but I wouldn't be doing it as an employee.
Pardon?
To be able to do like payroll, you have to have money go into that account.
Yeah. it's easier just to do with Oregon Fest things and start partnerships.
I'm brand new.
There's a box that's something with your name on it.
You and I have a lot in common.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been here 2 months, 2.5 months.
Well, I built new home here.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you very much. So nice to meet you. I appreciated your
Okay.
Yeah,
you're not the only
Well, you're welcome anytime.
Yep, that's the only one that you guys need to sign.
She's a very sweet lady.
Oh, good.
I'm glad she's my neighbor.
All right.
Is she going to take that job? Your daughter.
All right.
Okay, good.
I don't know. That's something different. Jeez. Stressing a lot on this one.
Uh-oh.
All right, thank you all.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
It was. Oh my God. It was an awesome.
Okay.
Let me give you a financial
document.
Thanks, Eric.
All right. Hey, I got a present last week from Shane Lambert.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
good. I couldn't be more happy.
Okay,
so
good.
My daughter's coming to town this week.
You need to sign this,
and
I'm
product.
Not sure he needs to sign that. She didn't yellow
wine
it.
Wine glasses with no stems.
So,
I don't know.
Maybe nobody.
So this is
with
a dodge by
vote.
Good. I'm about to get that. Probably have it.
Okay, so it's an
yeah,
email.
And
thing.
I'm about
I
to
hadn't
go
really paid much attention to that.
Test mark. Because I could start drinking.
So you can get permission to do it?
Yeah.
Good.
I'll be good.
So then we didn't need the motion.
Yeah, that was an awesome fight.
Yes, we did need the motion.
Yeah, I figured when I saw it on the news, I was like,
my wife was even
in
my and she didn't even want to go.
We keep all the paperwork together.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it was fun.
Good.
Anyway, get all charged in and everything.
Back together the way it
We're having problems
the rest
with
of
the
my
phone service part and her cell phone and then the internet. We're also out scheduled to get Spectrum set up. They came out and the
this
wire
goes
and
with this authorization.
You don't have to pay for
it. You're supposed to get it. If you ask me right now, I'd be willing to pay for it. Because we have to have it.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I still haven't exhausted Century then. But I hear it's not that great.
Nope. I've got a whole circle. Spectrum.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everyone seems happy with that.
Okay.
And that's what I want. But it may not be available. I'm supposed to find out tomorrow.
There we go.
So, Kurt, did they not run lines up there in Nantucket Shores?
Everywhere but to our house, because we're so remote from everyone else.
Isn't there a federal law that they have to run it to your house?
Oh, I would like to hope so. Yeah.
And if CenturyLink gives you the runaround on the broadband access, on the broadband exhaust is what they're calling it, there's been enough people drop off here that...
See, I'm not showing any
network
here. You
should be able to make an exception given your position for it if you can get somebody high enough in CenturyLink.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the sales guys in Portland know who to contact, so if you have to go that route and let me know I may have some phone numbers.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, right now it's looking crummy. All week we've seen people out there exposing... the pipes, the conduits.
Okay.
The conduits are in place, which makes it much easier for them to
Wi-Fi.
Just
push
the wires. Yeah, I think they do. So, but they could drag their feet if they wanted to, I think.
Well, especially when you drive
by here, they've got one of their boxes exposed to all those wires.
I saw one down the street. It looked destroyed.
And they have probably because we already have the account.
I thought that was taking out half the phones in Pacific City.
For shareholder deposit accounts.
Nope. It has been, how long has it been?
We have a deposit.
2 weeks.
Share slash
I told my
deposit.
I told
we have a deposit account and we've already got the account.
There
so I think that's why that's not
this done.
Well, they've been working
right,
on it.
We're just changing slate. Right.
Coming in
okay.
Yeah.
So this needs to all get stapled back together again.
And Kirk is going to maybe ask Paul or Shell to answer to Andrea.
Who's part of it here?
Oh, since I have to go there.
Because you live up there, he was thinking maybe you could leave early one day and go down the window. We don't want to put it in the mail. It's got too much confidence.
No, that makes sense.
Thursday.
We can see it?
Yeah. We'll
see you guys later. Have a good one.
Okay, bye. Hey,
thank you. Thanks, Rochelle. Later, Tom. See if you guys feel better.
Did you get a chance to have a conversation with Mr. Logis?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
so,
just the one.
I need to borrow a staple.
Yeah, no, that's...
I got up to a screen where I put in,
Never go on here, though, I'll tell you. Did you get all the signatures?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing that for us.
Yeah, it just worked out very smoothly. Really.
It really sounded like at least all the three of us would have been driving for 9 years so much.
They couldn't talk.
Two of us would have been driving.
I know, exactly. So, and I saw the gal that he talked to, and she said, I felt so bad because it sounded so complicated, and it really isn't. I couldn't talk to her.
Well, she got to the point, she told me, I can only answer questions. I can't tell you anything.
Yeah, right.
So, well, we were doomed right then. I didn't know what to ask.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, the timing was perfect. I was glad that...
I'm a bad mic manager.
Can I...